Do you get the beatboxing stuff? I say, can you do it? I think, do you get it?
As in, like, what? Like, competing?
Like, those people on stage, the concerts, everyone's just, all the crowd just like,
no.
It's just a little weird.
I don't get that. I think beatboxing is like, I just do it to do it.
Fuck like, it. Yeah. But like, they're like, competing really with it.
Get into it.
Okay. So, what list do you have?
So, I'm going to Vegas on a work trip next week, and we're doing karaoke at a karaoke bar. So, I just have a list of songs because I don't know what to like
perform.
Well, I don't know what I'm going to perform, and I need to know what's workplace appropriate.
But is it at a workplace?
Well, it's not at the workplace, but it's with my coworkers.
Yeah, but my boss. Are they going to be intoxicated?
No, probably not. No, I doubt it.
You're going to a karaoke bar without any drinking?
It's not.
That's so fucking weird.
It is a little odd, but it's not what I want.
Okay, go on.
So first pick, if I had to pick one, would be Somebody Told Me by The Killers. It's not like a bad.
Let me play that song. I think I know what it is. It's the second.
Somebody
like the
told me.
It's the second.
You're my friend. You're my girlfriend.
That's
not bad.
I don't know.
Some on here where it's like you probably shouldn't play that, but it's like obviously I can play this.
That
one.
That song is so bad, but so good.
Because I'm not gonna do Journey and do.
No, it's very basic.
Like I'm not gonna do anything basic.
That's not bad.
At least I don't want to do anything basic.
I'll say that qualifies. You're good.
Okay.
So that's one you could do.
My next one that I have is solely because it's the only song that I can sing decently.
Okay.
And it's Riptide by Vance Joy.
Dude, do you like a ukulele or something?
I don't have one. You have one.
No, I don't.
It's your guitar. Oh, okay. It's a big ukulele.
Riptide. It's such a good song. But it's so much better if you're just...
But I can't just sit there up at the mic.
Yeah.
I gotta move a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's not a performing song. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's a little... That's a little weird. I'll say no for that.
The next one, a little sad, but it's Chasing Cars by Snow Patrol.
That sounds so funny. That's the song with the guy, the music video, that's just laying on the ground, right?
But I don't know if like I want to put myself out there in front of my coworkers belting out this.
If you're at a karaoke bar and you're all sober, this time's going to be awful so you don't have to worry about
that.
I
agree, exactly.
You don't have to worry about
that. I can't guarantee there won't be alcohol, but I pray to God there is.
Yeah, there's no way there isn't. There's no
there
way.
Better be tequila.
You're in Vegas and at a karaoke bar. Like, there's no.
Yeah. The reason Hooba Stank.
I was about to say those two songs go perfectly together.
They do.
Which one?
They're almost the same song.
Chasing Cars is a banger.
I just want you to know.
Yeah, but it's Hooba Stank.
It is Hooba Stank. I don't think I can. I don't want to. It's not if I can.
It's okay.
Or can't.
Those are both okay.
Okay. Tonight by Hot Shell Ray.
Oh my fucking God. Hot party on. So what is it?
Something about a tattoo mixed with. It looks like me mixed with Zach Galifianakis.
Yes. Yeah. Whatever. Or some of shit.
Whatever.
Tonight. That song was so badly good in 2010.
I think that's the only song that Hot Shell Ray has to date that's even known.
And they didn't write it or produce it.
There were probably 20 people that wrote that song.
Yeah. I love those pop songs. You look at the credits and it's like 14 writers. It's like, dude, what?
That was Timber by Pitbull. It took 10 people to write that song. A little fun fact, but.
Yeah, I mean, they're all like that.
Yeah.
Dude.
Just look at the next one.
Don't do that song.
I'm not going to do that song. I also don't think I should do Sexy Back by Justin Timberlake.
Yeah. That beat is so fucking unbelievable.
Timbaland.
I need JT Timbaland. I say go for it, but
we'll see how the vibe is.
Chasing Cars.
This is where we get a little odd now. Genie in a Bottle by Christina Aguilera.
That song's fire.
It is.
But
I'm going to rub you the right way. I don't know.
That song goes hard.
It does.
Oh, that was like right before the Eminem shit.
I forgot about that. What was the Eminem shit? Did they have a thing?
No, so Christina outed that he was married with Kim or something.
Oh.
But like he wanted to keep everything private.
Gotcha.
And she like outed him and then he just went off on her and dissed him. Can belt though. She can sing. Good. I don't know about anymore, but
Firework by Katy Perry Is it too basic to perform?
Yeah. If you're doing a Katy Perry song, you got to do the Vegas one because you're in Vegas. Waking up in Las Vegas.
Waking up in Vegas. That's what you get for waking up in Vegas.
Dude, that's a Katy Perry song you should do.
I should put that on here. That'd be so funny.
That's not a bad idea.
That is not a bad idea. I just like, imagine just walking up there. Like, hello, everybody. I will be performing Waking Up in Vegas by Katy Perry.
You just go up there and they play it and you go.
I'll have a pink slip on at my table waiting for me when I get back from my boss. The next one we talked about last night, Car Radio by 21 Pilots.
That would be so fucking psychologically
just have a schizophrenic break on stage.
Yeah, everyone's like, what? I know, still no.
And now I just sit in silence. Just yelling.
Oh, you're going like, oh, I get it now. That song's fire, though. Still no lyrics.
It's so good. Yeah. It's very theatrical. That's a point I can perform.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, that's true.
Next one's a great song. It's not performed by a great person.
It's like Trump there, what? Great song.
Bad person. Probably friends with him, actually, is Chris Brown. Forever by Chris Brown. Such a good
song. Follow that one. It's long.
Is it?
It's like 5 minutes. And you got to be careful with that.
It is 5 minutes.
Because my brother did All of Me by John Legend. And that song's also 5.5 minutes long.
It's also very repetitive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. But yeah. So careful on the length. But that song's so good.
It is great. Is you?
You got any Neo on there? Closer?
I don't have Neo.
Closer by Neo?
That would be unreal. Close. I think I'd pass out.
Yeah.
Club Can't Handle Me. Florida. David Guetta.
David Guetta at a karaoke.
He doesn't perform. He's the producer.
No, I know. As I'm saying, those kind of songs, though.
I love Florida. I did.
He like started rapping and then he's like, hey, I'm gonna become Pitbull 2.0.
My House is a classic.
My House.
I'm going to say no to that one. I just feel like that's a little raunchy because I think they're definitely, I don't remember all the lyrics, but there definitely are some about Suffa.
I mean, yeah. Florida. I mean, yeah, but like, again, who cares?
My boss.
But like, you're in Vegas at a karaoke bar. He should have no.
This is going to be the craziest. I can't wait to tell you what the experience is like.
It's going to be so awkward.
It's going to be so awkward. I Like It by Enrique Iglesias and Pitbull. I would need a dance partner with this for this one.
That song's fire, though.
Great. But I don't know, would I perform the Enrique or the Pitbull part? Me personally.
That's why you just need like take a hat off or something and be two people. You know what I mean? Or just put it backwards. Or get like a fedora. You know what I mean?
Just put it backwards for Pitbull and put it backwards.
Like have no hat with Jade. Like it's like My Life with JT and... not My Life. What's the song called? JT and T.I.
Oh,
not Dead and Gone. Oh, sure. I'll just do Dead and Gone.
Sure. Example. Yeah, that works.
But yeah, just have like a hat. Whenever you rap T.I., just grab the hat and then another T.I. But yeah.
Remember like when people would have a fedora and they would like throw it and it would just roll across their body?
Yeah, I know. I've seen Neo music videos. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all he did.
That's like genuinely talent right there. I can't do that.
So much swag.
Yes.
Just overflowing. Just roll a fedora across your body.
The only person today who, if I saw wearing a fedora, I'd be like, he can wear the fedora.
Literally the only person. That's it, though. Exactly.
That's literally it. Burning Up by the Jonas Brothers. I think that was smash.
That's sick.
I'm burning up.
How old are your coworkers, though?
The youngest is 21, and the oldest is my boss, who's 55, but...
cares about that. Yeah. Okay. I mean,
like 30, be careful. Like 30. It's like 21 to 30.
You got to make sure they know what they're.
They know.
Okay. That'd be fire, though. That's a good one.
It will be. Some Nights by Fun. I think.
What's the other Fun song that's good?
We Are Young.
Yeah. Which one would you do? Some Nights?
Probably Some Nights.
That's pretty basic. That's not bad.
It is a little basic. It's one of the more basic ones. Animal by Neon Trees.
That's really good.
That's good too.
I don't know about karaoke.
But that's a yelling. I don't want to yell. Like, that's a yell. I got to yell.
It's hard to yell sober.
It's very hard to
yell. If you're yelling, just do car radio.
Exactly.
Now I just sit in silence.
With Animal, it's just so intense, though. And I don't know if I can. It's such an intense
song. Here we are again. That song?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if I can live up to the intensity on stage with no alcohol in me.
Yeah, that's. Yeah.
But. I don't know. So Good by B.O.B.
Dude.
Probably the only rap song that I would be able to rap.
I'm hitting a button. Do that one.
If I'm going to rap, it has to be that song.
Yeah, he's not hard to rap. Or yeah, he's no. not. So good. What's the... You could do a Reno with Chris Brown, too.
And T.I.
I love T.I. so much.
But Strange yeah. Clouds with Lil Wayne.
Well,
no.
Doing a karaoke song with Lil Wayne would be very hard.
Very, very, very. I don't think... Yeah, no, it's not explicit, so I definitely could. There's no, like, you know, I don't have to not say the N-word. I don't say it regardless, but I don't have to, like, pause.
Yeah, I find it not just that word, but any rapper that performs and like a when they have to censor, but they do it so easily.
Yeah.
They're used to it.
Yeah.
It's like, how, that's like they're just going and they just stop or say something else. It's like, wow, yeah. I don't even know how you would do that.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so that one will be in lock. That'll be top three. Another, I would need a dance partner. International Love, Pitbull, Chris Brown.
That's a party.
That's...
If you're doing that song, you gotta be first. Oh, set the vibe.
I do have. Oh my god, dude! You can't do Riptide after that.
Do Best Love Song. You should do by T-Pain.
Oh my god,
I would do that with you if I'm intoxicated.
I would do that too.
But I want to be Chris Brown.
The only time I've ever done karaoke was at a college bar, in college with my roommate, and we did "Love the Way You Lie," and he was Rihanna and I was Eminem. Yeah. It was so fun.
What's that lyric in that song? Can't tell you what it really is. I can only tell you what it feels like.
But right now, it's a steel knife.
My windpipe. That one. Yeah.
I'm gonna tie you to the bed and set this house on fire.
That song's so good, though.
It is.
That'd be fun. That's a good duo one.
Yeah. I wanted to throw a Kesha one in here, so I got "We Are Who We Are" because I didn't want to do TikTok because of the Diddy line.
That's why it's funny. That's what you should do.
Yeah.
That'd be so awesome. Oh my god. Just emphasize it.
Wake up in the morning feeling like
P. Diddy. Pretty sure she changed the lyric or something.
I think so.
It's like "fuck Diddy" or something.
I hope so.
Something like that.
Fuck Diddy.
Yeah, something like that.
This is my last one. We can come up with some more. TGIF or "Last Friday Night" by Katy Perry.
Oh, they can say "Friday" by Rebecca Black. It's Friday. I think they're gonna go with that one.
No, sir.
That's the worst. That might be the worst karaoke song of all time.
100%. I love "Last Friday Night." Okay. There are a lot of lyrics where I don't know what she's saying though.
That's what's funny.
I know.
Because when you're reading it, you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah. I think I even tried reading the lyrics and I'm like, I don't know what these are.
What other good ones are there?
"Dynamite" by Tayo Cruz. Dude, Tayo Cruz. You might have karaoke on.
You should do a Sean Kingston song.
"You're Way Too Beautiful." What's the one where he says he's going to kill himself?
Suicidal.
"You make me suicidal." Is that because she's so pretty?
Yeah, she's so pretty. She's just so stunning that he's gonna off himself.
I'm gonna kill myself.
Yeah,
yeah.
Imagine. I don't think there's anyone that hot, but
no,
go
no,
for
no,
it.
No, no.
Well, no.
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 "Shut Up and Dance" by Walk the Moon.
That's the whitest song of all time.
I fucking love at a wedding though.
Oh yeah,
love that.
We're not at a wedding though, are we?
Love that song. No, we're not at a wedding.
We should do that later, but I'll come back to that.
Yeah. There. I love that song.
We'll get back to that after this. Are you looking for more?
Yeah. "Raise Your Glass" by Pink. I love Pink. Pink's
would that the, Pink's would, a good would one. That be the Pink song you do?
Or that or "So What?"
No, what's the other one? So fuck. Okay, I got it.
"I'm not a rock star. I got my rock moves."
Dude, she can sing.
Oh, I know. She's got pipes.
She's still like flipping in the air with shit and like singing.
I remember that video of her flipping in the air when like the cables attached to her. What?
"Just Give Me a Reason."
Oh, with Nate?
I would do that with someone.
That would be.
I would be
that would. Time. I think I'd start crying.
That song is amazing.
It is.
1.5 billion streams that song has.
I think I.
What's "Try"?
She's got bangers.
Oh, that song's fire.
Yeah. No, "Just Give Me a Reason" would be a great one. "Hey Soul Sister," that's too basic. I'm not doing that.
It's like, what's the one? "Every It Gives You Hell, Gives You Hell." That song's awful,
"All American
too.
Rejects." Yeah, yeah, I don't know. "Hey Soul Sister," I feel like, is our generation's journey song that everyone performs. I feel like everyone performs that song.
Yeah, they're not equal, but yeah, I see what you're saying. Like the karaoke vibe.
Yeah.
What would be the, what's that Bruno Mars, Lady Gaga song?
Oh, "Die With a Smile."
That might be not very bad. That'd be hard
that
to do.
That would be fun, though.
Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah. Any,
you gotta discover that.
Any like
"Breakaway" by Kelly Clarkson would be great.
Yeah.
"Behind These Hazel Eyes."
What Taylor Swift song would I do?
I would do August, but
yeah.
Well,
what's like,
She doesn't have any karaoke bangers. You know what I mean?
The only, like,
Olivia Rodrigo has some bangers.
Bangers. Driver's License would
be a little slow, but
Deja Vu. But not a lot of people know Deja Vu though. You got to do something that the crowd knows,
which is dumb.
I really hope that just no one's in this karaoke club.
Oh, and you sing a song that nobody knows. It's Vegas. Someone's gonna be in there.
Oh, people are gonna be in there. Sweet Escape, Gwen Stefani.
Yes.
Sweet Escape.
Akon, right?
No.
Which one's Akon and Gwen Stefani? Isn't that Akon?
No. Maybe there's a remix.
No.
There's the remix, Gwen. Also, Akon. Oh yeah, there is a remix with Akon.
It's the main song. The Sweet Escape is Gwen Stefani and Akon.
Oh, this one just says there's no Akon, but I take your word for it. Akon, apparently.
Oh, wait.
Apparently.
Yeah, it's Akon.
What a fucking good song.
Wee! Yeah. Oh, that song. That was my favorite song when I was a child, like radio.
Yeah, I agree. Akon was. Apparently, he's like a good ass dude now. I
think he tried to build a country or a city in Africa and didn't work or something. Or he's still doing it. I don't know.
I think at one point he was like a billionaire.
Yeah, he had. He was. Oh, his song with Eminem is so good.
Yeah.
That's not a good one I would do. A little not clean, but
no. Time of Our Lives, Pitbull Neo. That's right.
What?
That's what he said in the beginning.
Oh yeah. Okay. Close. I would do. Or Miss Independent.
Miss Independent
by Neo.
Yeah. What Maroon 5 song
would be Sunday Morning?
Sunday Morning is what I was thinking. Rain is falling. Or Sugar. I can't get my voice up there though. Sugar. I can't do
that. That's not bad, but
not for the entire
how high can you go?
You know what I mean?
How high can you go? Don't do volume. Just pitch.
Like, do you want me to just harmonize?
If you were to sing, how high could you get your voice? Like, you could say someone to compare. You don't have to do it, or you can do it.
Like, Sugar.
It's hard, dude. Like, I don't know how Levine does that.
He does it the entire song, every album.
Yeah, after Sugar, yes, please, why don't you put your body on me or something like that. Yeah, he stays up there the whole time. It's like, how do you?
It's like Jason Derulo. I don't get how he does it either.
Right in solo. Do that song. Oh, my God. That song slaps. Or What You Say?
Put it on my shades to cover up my eyes.
No, What You Say is such a good song.
That is a great song.
Wait, what's the song with Chris Brown and Jordan Sparks? Catch My Pretzel is a good song. By
Jordan. I thought you said Catch My Pretzel. It's called No Air.
Yeah, that sounds good. It's a little long, but.
Black Eyed Peas had a run. I got a feeling.
Don't ever, ever do Black Eyed Peas song. Oh my God. They had a run. Shut the fuck up. Do you want to share your Black Eyed Peas quote or no?
My Black Eyed Peas quote? Oh, yeah. I might have shared it before, but a couple.
That's the second dumbest thing you've ever said in your life.
What was the first one?
Something about the Macklemore, the heist, winning over the T-Pab. But
oh, yeah, that was before I hit puberty.
Yeah,
that was bad. I think when I was in high school, which is horrible, I think I tweeted out to my 12 Twitter followers that, what did I say?
Black
Eyed Peas are our generation's Wu-Tang Clan.
So not.
Oh my God.
Fergie was in that group. Fergie.
Apple the app.
Fergalicious you should do also, but
Fergalicious and Fergalicious.
National anthem is still the funniest video I've ever seen in my entire life.
Oh, dude, all those players.
Oh my God.
Unreal.
Crying, laughing. So funny. And they made a remix of it. Okay. Are you done? You don't have to be, but
I mean, yeah, I'm done.
Okay.
I think I'll
transfer into wedding songs.
Somebody told me what
so good.
Somebody told me maybe Riptide.
That's a vibe thing. That's a vibe.
What was the other one? Somebody told me.
Best love song.
Best love song. I'll try Brandon. We'll see. Next time I'm on here, I'll update on how the night went.
Yeah. Okay. So wedding songs. I'm gonna give you a scenario. Okay.
Oh fuck yeah.
Now, at your own wedding. I believe you can be as selfish as you want.
100%.
Music-wise, invitations for sure. Don't send pity invites. I hate that shit.
I agree.
But you can be as selfish as you want. So usually, not usually, you hire a DJ. This is what I would do. You hire a DJ, but you give them a list of songs to do.
Yeah.
That's what I think. The last few weddings, they've done that.
Yeah, that's what
everyone
does,
right?
Most people do, yeah.
Sometimes they let the DJ go off. It's like, that's risky.
Yeah.
So those songs you sent in, what would be the first five songs after the, if you dance with your parent, that,
okay, so this is like the first
dance floor song. What's the first five?
Well, you got
it. The first five. The order matters, too.
It's got to be like hype as hell.
The first five. What was your first?
So this is a phenomenal question.
So Dancing Queen has got to be somewhere in there.
I agree. Right? You got to have at least one 80s song, I think. At least like 90s, 80s, 2000, like, you got to.
But it's your wedding, so don't think about.
No, exactly. Else. But like, that's like for me, like, I got to have an 80s song.
Okay.
I love 80s.
But what's the first song?
You so let me pull up, because I have an answer. I just need to find it.
Okay.
Because there's so much you can, you know what I mean? There's so many songs to set the same tone, but it's like, what's the right one?
What's the one I'm thinking of?
There's so much.
Oh, I got my first two.
What's your first? Because I, if I hear yours and I think the vibe is going to be different.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's okay. Why I'm asking you personally. So I got my first two songs.
I think my first song to set the mood and get it out of the way, because I do like this song a lot, but most people don't.
Okay.
Is going to be, and this is just to set the mood.
Okay.
Is going to be Safe and Sound by Capital Cities.
That's the first one?
I think to set the mood, yes. To get everyone dancing.
That's not a bad, like, our generational yes. good
stuff. To get everyone dancing first, I would put that as my
okay.
first song.
That's wild, okay.
It's not like it's my favorite song by far, but it's just the setting the mood, yes.
Gotcha.
What is yours?
DJ Got Us Falling in Love Again.
Yeah.
Usher.
That's great.
That's number one.
That's awesome.
It has to be number one.
Yeah. Just number two.
Huh?
It's your number two.
Dancing Queen.
Yeah. In my top five somewhere, there's going to be Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
It's a hard wedding song, dude. You can't like dance to that, can you?
Oh, yeah. But when everyone's drunk, it's like, I want to rule the world.
Well, it's the first five songs. They're not going to be hammered by then. You know what I mean? Like, the bar just opened up.
Not true.
Like, Tears for... Like... Oh. Eventually, I say later in the night, for sure.
I don't think you understand what that sound
does. Do you understand the guitarist on this?
What do you mean?
The guitarist in Tears for Fears, like, teaches and trains metal artists.
Does he really?
Yeah. Like, he's hardcore shit.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Eventually, yes. Not top five, though. That's too... You gotta be hammered for
you're
that.
Right. I think you're right. That's a good point. Well, oh, my God.
My third song?
What?
Best Love Song by T-Pain.
Yeah. International Love would probably be in mine, too.
That's number five for me.
I might put that...
And then a number four? Something that's not as much. Like more 80s or...
I got an idea. I'm just gonna name some artists, and you're gonna tell me one song from their discography that you'll have in your wedding.
Okay. I'd have Forever, but yeah.
What Pitbull song would you have if you had to pick a Pitbull song?
International Love.
International Love?
Yeah.
Okay. That's yeah. I think Fireball. Fireball's a little basic.
That's
but
super. I'm not fucking around with Fireball.
Yeah. I think what Coldplay song are you playing?
If
you're gonna, there are Coldplay songs.
Viva La Vida. Is that like a... Can you dance to that?
I was going to say Adventure of a Lifetime.
That'd be the only one, yeah. That'd be the only one.
Bruno Mars. What are you doing? There's a fucking lot to choose from.
Runaway.
Oh, my God. What a song.
Yeah, dude. You know how it goes?
Yeah.
Runaway. That's what else?
There's a lot. What else? A lot.
No, I'm talking about like just for like... That was a Smile is 1.5 billion streams.
He has 140 million monthly listeners.
You can, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you can.
Maybe. But that there are a lot.
The Runaway Baby is called. This I would do.
What a fucking great song. Yeah, that's a phenomenal pick.
I'm submitting that in.
If you're going to play a Miley Cyrus song.
Well, obviously, Part of the USA, but like, I'm trying to think of something else.
Wrecking
Ball.
I don't like Wrecking Ball.
It's awful.
I love, I don't, it's not really a wedding song, so I'm not going to, but Malibu is great off her newer album, but it's not a wedding song.
I'll put the basic part in the USA.
I like hearing her talk is so funny.
It's so weird.
It's so, she has the raspiest voice.
It's so, like, I don't know. Like she's always had that, though.
Unless she's doing well, though. Unless she's doing better.
Oh, I mean, they all hit their...
Yeah. Know. Are you going to, like, what rap songs would you play if you were going to play?
Like, rap?
Yeah. Like, are you playing, like, 90s rap?
See, I'd be selfish with the Aux at my wedding, but, like, also you kind of can't just fucking go T.E.
There's being selfish and doing... But you also have to understand that, like, you can't play Grenade by Bruno Mars because you're selfish.
That song is so good.
Because you like the song, but it's not a...
Or like Ryan Solo.
Yeah.
Like...
Sleeping with a Friend, you can't play that.
Yeah, stuff like that, yeah. No, I mean, I would do like something fake rap, you know what I mean? Like B.O.B. or something. Like not fake hard. Rap.
Yeah. I agree, yeah.
I mean, Kendrick, you can do Not Like Us and stuff.
Oh, that's good. That 100% I'll be in my.
You can't do Hey Now.
Hey Now.
You can do TV Off. If it's a good DJ, he can.
Master.
Yeah, you can do TV Off.
Not Like Us will probably be at most people's weddings from now on. I hope. At least our generation.
All the people, the weird old people that don't understand will like leave the dance floor because they're not dancing or whatever. And all the new kids will just start talking shit. Oh, great.
Start crip walking.
Yes. Throwing up signs, like, dude, what are we doing?
I don't even know what these mean. Oh, dude, that kid that you showed me last night, it was when the college players.
Oh yeah, there's a kid on TikTok. I forgot his name. Joey Dubs.
Joey Dubs. Shout out Joey Dubs.
So he has this thing called checking hood status. So every time somebody tackles or makes a play, football, college or NFL, they usually do some like hard
throw up some kind of sign.
Throw up or like just talk shit. Hood, do something
like that.
And he's like, what are you doing? And he finds out where they live and where they came from.
Yeah.
And finds like the average revenue of a house.
So funny.
It's like 1.3 million. It's like, what are you ain't from this shit. And then there's one he finds of this dude that's from like the house, the average house is like, I don't know, 30 grand. And he's like, okay, you're good. You can do that.
That checks out.
Oh, that's my God. So funny. He's hilarious. Cause the balls on that guy, right?
Oh, I know. Oh, 100%.
Just like, where are you fucking from? You ain't shit.
You can? Would you have a theme for your wedding?
No.
like
under the sea? Like I don't.
Yeah. Shit like that.
People have weddings under the sea.
Yeah.
That's the stupidest shit I've ever heard in my life. Yeah. Why?
Like people, I've.
That's so much extra money that you have to spend.
There are a lot of like I've seen Harry Potter weddings, Harry Potter themed weddings.
That's so nerdy. Holy shit.
I agree.
But if there's a dragon, sure. I can't believe there are dragons in Harry Potter. And they didn't use them more.
The funniest part about this conversation is my girlfriend, like, she was like, I would implement Harry Potter into our wedding. I'm like,
okay. Implement or like, make it a theme?
Okay. Theme and implement.
How?
But I was like, I would do Marvel. That'd be hilarious. But I'm not, I don't think I actually will. I don't know.
My brother
did
like an implement thing where we all had certain, like, same theme socks of every bright. That's implementing. Yeah, I was thinking about the whole thing.
Oh, no, like the.
I've never
been to like one. The dinner hall or whatever, the reception is like themed like something.
If it's okay, I'll take it back. If it's not forced, sure. But if it's like the whole thing,
like, I guess what I
it's
guess,
not a like, homecoming. It's not a dance. Yeah. Well, it is dance, but it's not. You know what I mean? Like, grow up a bit. You know why it's weird? Because what if you have this under the sea wedding and you get divorced? You know how stupid under that looks. Sea. I don't know why I see Keep You Under the Sea. That's the only thing I can think of. Is that
Little Mermaid.
Back to the Future theme or something like that?
Oh.
The dance in Back to the Future?
Oh, I thought you were asking if Under the Sea was from Back to the Future. I'm like...
Well, no.
No.
Under the Sea. No, I know. Also, I haven't seen that movie in so long. I saw it one time when I was a child. That was it.
Yeah.
I didn't rewatch it at all.
I see a lot of people get photo booths now at their wedding, which I think is cool. Photo booths are sick.
I'll go out there and say it's a must.
Oh, I agree. You gotta have something like that.
Some are hilarious.
Or like a Polaroid or like a digital, like a, what are those digital cameras? Like something like that.
Yeah, the most recent wedding I had was like a little, it was like a vehicle that they drove around, but it was a photo booth inside. So they just drive in, park it, open it, and let people go in.
Yeah.
Photo booths are great.
Yeah, there are a lot of cool wedding ideas. The nice thing about, I think, being a guy is I'm just gonna, like, my girlfriend can just ask me if I'm all right with it, and I'll probably say yes 99% of the time.
If you don't have an open bar, I'm gonna lynch you.
We're gonna have an open bar.
Okay,
don't worry.
Like, I'm not kidding.
Were you recently at a wedding?
Yeah.
What was your first drink?
Old fashioned.
Okay.
Oh, I literally had old fashioned.
Three old fashioned.
They're Maker's Mark, dude. They didn't make them like strong. And then spicy marg, because I don't know. Fuck it.
I think if they have it, which usually they do, I usually start with an espresso martini to wake me up a little bit.
Yeah.
But after the first thing though,
all our group of cousins just took a shot.
Yeah.
Just to like.
Yeah.
Let's go.
And then, like, or if they don't have that, I'll get a vodka Red Bull. But if I go espresso martini, I kind of have to drink light, not like heavy, like beer or like. Because then if espresso...
I also have never paced myself correctly at a wedding to not feel like garbage afterwards.
No, I've never.
Not like hungover. I'm talking about like yakking.
Yeah.
So I'll figure it out.
I've only been to two weddings since I've been 21. And one of them was my brother's. And I don't really remember. I remember it.
Were you gone?
Gone. Yeah. Yeah. I was...
I love weddings so much,
dude. They're great. They're the best.
Especially when it's done. Like, it's nice.
They go by fast, dude. Apparently. Like, the receptions...
Yeah, imagine being like,
oh, I know,
being married.
I know, it
probably goes by in a second.
I know.
Also,
it's so much stress for one night, and then
I've never been in a wedding where like a bride or groom got absolutely just destroyed.
I don't think
early.
I don't.
Do you think people?
I would like to remember my wedding night.
Have you ever been in a part wedding where they have, like bad?
Oh,
like blackout,
like couldn't stand up bad.
Yeah,
not that I can personally.
I feel like that's kind of shitty to the other person.
Oh, so shitty,
right? Okay.
Well, it's shitty to everyone there. It's like this is like
they're probably like, oh, I'm glad you had a good time, but like also like, dude,
that's not.
If you don't remember,
if you don't remember that, you didn't have a good time.
Yeah, right.
I agree with that, but
because that's also bad. Like that's like a red flag. Like you don't want to remember this. You know what I mean?
No, I agree.
Do you have any insane red flags
for
a partner? I know you're have a girlfriend, but like. Some like weird ones that like
I'm trying to think if there's any she's
I didn't mean specifically about her.
No.
I don't think I have any that's like hilarious.
I just think as long as you're if you're not nice to your parents,
okay,
that's a red flag.
That's a little not basic, but that's a good one.
Yeah, I mean it just kind
of
makes sense.
I'm trying to think of like some tiny one.
What's like I guess I'm trying to think of like guy. Red flags, like, or even like, I'm like,
this is a better conversation. What? This is funny. This is hilarious.
Like, what?
As two straight people,
yeah.
What's a red flag for a dude?
Being
super attached with your parents. Is that fucked up?
No. Because it gets to a point where it's like, you gotta
grow up.
It's not even that, because you can be grown up and still.
I'm talking about 23 year olds.
I know what you mean. Like, attached as in, like, you can't, like, yeah. You gotta learn to live on your own and then slowly just separate.
I'm talking about 23 year old dudes that, like, will do anything they say. I'm like, dude, you're free.
Yeah.
No. Go.
Well, yeah. No, I agree with that. And that was me. And then now I'm not like that, but that was me for a while.
No, that.
But no, I agree.
My other ones for dudes are just.
Well, for a dude, for me, it's more like if you're 23 and you don't even have a thought of what you want to, where you want to move out to, when you want to move out, what you want to do.
No goals.
You got to have goals.
That is also super basic, but
it is, but it's like, retweet. Also like,
yeah, dude, the fuck. And it sucks. Cause it happens fast.
It does.
Like you're in college.
Yeah. And it college.
End of college.
College is over.
Yeah, wake up.
Literally like that. And then to the real world. And it's just like,
did you have a job planned out of college?
No.
Or did you do like a temp?
I worked at my dad's machine shop.
Okay.
So but I hated my life. So that was like motivation for me to actually get a job.
Yeah. I had one set up, but I'm in jail. So yeah. I wasn't really excited.
Yeah.
But jail.
Yeah.
I miss jail. Sometimes. It was like football camp, dude. It sucked, but it was so funny.
It's my girlfriend works at the courthouse and she had to go to jail to like just, I don't know for what reason, but she was like, everyone was just yelling.
Did she? Oh, it's loud.
And it smells like.
Did she have to talk to inmates like behind the glass to talk about stuff? What did she do?
She does court cases. So she does DUI court. So she helps people with who get three DUIs, like felony DUIs.
Yeah.
Get rehab and whatever.
Yeah. So she has to talk to them. No.
Yeah. I don't know if they're in prison. I don't know like when what she.
They don't go to prison for DUIs.
Or I don't know exactly what she went to jail for to like talk to. I think she might have talked to somebody. But
I mean. It's like the glass thing.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, I think so. But yeah.
What'd she say?
She was describe like, it? Everybody was yelling. It was so loud and it smelled like piss. Like, that's exactly what Jared said.
Legitimately.
Literally, yeah.
Dude, well, you get used to the jail smell, but
yeah.
The women's section is just piss and blood.
Yeah.
But you get used to it.
Yeah.
And then it's loud. It can get loud.
She was saying, she was like, there was somebody who was in there for a mental health court. She actually, her brother went to school with us. Not in our grade, you're above us. I'll talk about it after. I'll tell you who it was after.
But, like high school?
Yeah.
Okay, go.
But she went in, she stabbed somebody.
She stabbed somebody?
She stabbed, like the girl.
Oh.
Not like, my girlfriend.
Oh, I was like, what?
The girl, that's why she was in court for whatever. It was like mental health court.
Okay, gotcha.
And she was just like, she was about to be sentenced or whatever. And then she was like, can I just run to the bathroom really quick?
Oh.
And then she just left. And she is still as yet to be found.
Left what?
The courtroom. Like, oh. She just left.
Oh, yeah.
And right before she was about to be sentenced. So she's on the run. If you meet a girl and she has a felony, is that a red flag to you?
Talk about in the jail or like real life?
Real life. Like she didn't go to jail, but she has a felony.
I know people with felonies.
So it's not a red flag for you?
I don't like them, so I guess.
It also kind of depends on what the felony is, but.
But it's a felony.
But if you get 3 DUIs,
wait,
I'm not talking to you.
I mean, like felonies are also like Jason Bateman, Ozark, tax fraud.
Yeah.
Laundering.
But at the same time, it's like, that's just you're a bad person.
Yeah, but like also you got caught. Sucks.
Exactly.
But also it's like you're not hurting anyone.
That's a good point.
No,
definitely a red flag for me.
It's definitely a no-no.
I would prefer...
I wouldn't classify it as a red flag. I think that's separate. That's just a no. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, nah, we're good. It's not a red
flag.
Instant no. Because red flags you can sometimes deal with sometimes.
Yeah.
That you just like, nah.
I get it. I might look up.
But like just... aggravated assault. It's like, that's not.
Top red flags for men or women?
Do men. This is funnier.
For men.
Shit on our own gender. It's very easy too.
100%.
Dude, if you smell, get the fuck out of
here. Dude.
Like, bad.
No, 100%.
How do you not?
Like, I get, like, BO, you can't control it, but there's deodorant.
As an adult, you can control it.
There's deodorant. There's cologne, which I've put on both today. Men are sharing less common dating red flags. Young men aren't having sex. Correct.
Correct.
Let's see what this BuzzFeed thing has to say.
Uh-oh. I'm going ranker while you do that.
Oh, if you are a person or a guy mostly who can joke and like make fun of somebody but can't take it back.
Anyone that can't get made fun of and like take it seriously.
Crazy.
Dude, I have a couple people at work though.
Because like as a kid, I get it. You're like, I don't know why I made that sound. But if you're an adult and you can't take it, grow up.
Okay, these are so fucking basic. Yeah, that's awful. Favorite movies that are red flags.
Oh, let's go. Yeah.
This is great. This is going to piss me off.
Interstellar is going to be one of them.
Okay, these are...
Interstellar
I'm gonna go,
and, Wolf of Wall Street, I guarantee you're on there.
So I'm going to start for 15. American History X, that's weird.
Well, yeah, that's a little concerning.
Yeah, but I'm afraid all of these are like that. Like, it's just insane.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good film.
Yeah.
But like, you're right. Passion of the Christ. Shout out Mel Gibson.
Yes, sir.
He's making a second one.
Really,
he just finished writing it.
Passion of the Christ 2?
Yeah. Love Actually?
Really? I've never seen that one, but I mean, it can't be that bad.
Most of the men in this movie are trash. That's what it says. American Psycho? No.
No. That's a great movie.
Everyone wants to be Patrick Bateman for a minute. 100%. I love that movie. Why not, you stupid bastard? God.
Why is it not possible?
500 Days of Summer? What? I mean.
That feels like a pick me guy, though.
Yeah.
That feels like
a
pick
what?
Me guy.
That's
movie.
A good answer.
Yeah, 100, I agree with that. I like that.
Because if that's your favorite movie, you're kind of the dude that thinks it's everyone else's fault and not yours.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's a good.
That's a
I got mad because it's a really good movie, but true. That's true. That's a good one. That movie's awesome. Mm-hmm. My Little Pony. Okay, that's just hilarious. The Notebook. I mean,
kind of in the same.
I mean, Move On. You know.
Yeah.
You know.
Kind of in that same boat as 500 Days, but like
Move On.
Yeah, Move On. You're fine.
Built a house. A Clockwork Orange is that's not Twilight.
That's weird.
Oh yeah, we're thinking dudes, right?
Yeah, that's weird.
If your favorite movie is Twilight,
that's weird. Your favorite movie,
dude, what
is Twilight?
You know, my follow up question would be like, why?
Yeah, like what about?
What's a good answer?
I've
to respond?
Seen all of them.
What's a good
many
answer?
Many times.
If I said, if you said your favorite movie is Twilight, and I go, why? What's the best answer?
Literally, I don't know. You can't say I like vampires.
Robert Pattinson.
I like werewolves.
Yeah, I'm a vampire. I like the baseball scene. No, you don't.
No, you don't. Ending fight scene of the last movie, that plot twist, that was
nuts. But
50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah. Huge red flag.
Like, imagine, like, first or second time hanging out with someone. My favorite movie, 50 Shades of Grey. You go, sorry, what?
No, like, actually, what's your favorite movie? 50 Shades of Grey. Get the fuck out.
Not even leave. The darker one, like the second one? Like,
yeah.
I still haven't.
Aren't there three?
I still haven't seen any of them.
I haven't seen either. I don't need to. I'm good.
But I know, like, the actors and directors. I know everything about it. I just don't, like, what would be a...
The soundtrack for the first 50 Shades is good.
Yeah. But, like, what would be an appropriate time for me to watch that movie? Like, it's not cinematically that good.
No.
Okay, the first one's The Human Centipede, but that's just...
Yeah,
that's such a funny list. Oh my god, 23 people share the red flags they shouldn't have ignored. So they submitted in red flags that happened, but they just ignored it.
Okay.
So these are insane, by the way.
Bet. Okay. Perfect.
I dated a guy who used to share a single chocolate with his mother in the evening after supper.
A single chocolate? What does that mean?
One chocolate cream, and they cut it in half. I feel sick just thinking about it. That's a Tilda.
That's odd.
That's so weird. That's weird.
I honestly. I'm going to take a second before I say this to think to make sure I don't do this and anyone else I know. But if you're...
Go for it. Send it.
Don't out of college.
Get it out.
And every single day you do something at the same time with your mother and you're a dude.
So, yeah, daily routines with your parents. Yeah, it's not.
Yeah. That's weird. Like, that's just... That goes back to what you said. Like, you can't detach yourself.
I'm trying to...
And there's nothing
wrong with
that.
You're so right.
There's nothing wrong with that, but it's like you got to understand.
But
isn't like,
every other day also weird?
Every other day? I can't even think of what, like, sharing a single chocolate creme.
Creme.
Creme. Creme with your mom.
Creme. Dude, I don't. It's weird. I don't either. I don't have any redeeming parent. Like,
I don't either.
Like they call answer. If I miss, I call back. Like, that's it. Like, it's not. Yeah.
The only, like, it call, like, if you, they call you every week at the same time, that's different, but every single day is weird. That's a crazy one.
That one's fucking hilarious. That's number 23. We were driving around and he played just the worst SoundCloud rap song I've ever heard. I said, "Ew, what is this?" And he said, "That's me."
Oh.
Yes, dude.
That's awesome.
Oh, we need more. We need people
that's
to submit
the
these to
that's
us.
That's the best. That's the best.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. That's
red
so,
flags you shouldn't have ignored.
How do you
send
even get
in.
Out of that?
That's so,
how do you even get out of that situation, dude?
It's dot dot dot. And I'm sure there's many more dots after that.
Oh my god. That's me.
Would you play your own music in front?
Hell no.
Well, this is not even close to the same thing. Okay, but I don't tell like people about this.
No.
If they find it, but I'm not telling people.
I don't like go out. I don't. That's not like the first thing I say. But like, if they're like,
maybe it's because I technically own it. But go ahead.
But they're like, do you have any hobbies? Like, I'll bring it. This is technically one of my hobbies. I guess.
Yeah, that's fine.
But I don't like
go out of my way.
I'm not like, hi, I'm Justin. I have a podcast.
Yeah.
You know, I do not do that.
That's kind of with this. Like, I wouldn't play. Like,
yeah.
If I'm hanging out with someone, I'm not playing my pod. And what? Dude, I can't listen to this.
Even
but.
If I was. Like Post Malone, I would not show my girlfriend my music. I don't. That's
well,
so
most artists
to
don't
me.
Listen to their own music.
Exactly. That's so weird.
Or watch me. Their own movies. Like those the Friends actors, they don't watch the Friends show.
But the best part about that scenario is you know he wanted her to be like,
you're looking for
this
the
is good. Like who is this? Oh my god, got the exact
he would feel
opposite.
So cool. Be like, yo, that's me.
Exact opposite reaction he wanted. It's the best part. Oh, that one's good. That one hurt me.
I dated a guy who drank vodka milks.
I've heard of
not
this.
White Russians, vodka with ice and whole milk.
Literally a vodka milkshake. If you shake it up enough, that's grody.
I've never even.
I don't know if
that.
That's a. I mean, that's like.
I'm not a vodka guy. Also,
that's true.
Are you?
No. Yeah.
Bourbon, whiskey, vodka.
Yeah.
Which? Where are you at?
Whiskey.
Whiskey. Bourbon.
Whiskey first. Whiskey, bourbon, vodka. And if you were to ask me. 2 years ago, back in college, vodka would be number one. But
well, yeah, it's easier.
Yeah,
it's, I mean, bourbon's number one.
That's I wouldn't say that. That's not like the music one. Like I would never talk to that guy again. That you can't. You can't go back to that guy.
I love that.
Like
so
this
much.
One, it's like that's a weird thing to drink. But if I don't even say it's ending, like relationship ending or friendship ending, but that's odd. That's gross.
Her mom.
Oh, God.
Her mom. Asked me point blank, was I sure I wanted to date her daughter? So it's a dude dating a girlfriend. The girlfriend's mom talked to him like, you sure you want to date her?
Now, it depends, on how she said that. And if it was,
is that a threat or a fearful thing? Like, oh shit.
I think it's more of like a, are you sure you know what you're getting into type shit?
Or are you sure you know what you're doing?
Yeah. I don't know how to take that one.
I don't know. It's kind of confusing.
I think that one would keep me up at night.
That's the funniest.
This is a tweet.
Okay.
I had to buy him a garbage can and I didn't even live there yet. He's just so awesome. What
the fuck do you do with your garbage?
He requested her to buy him a garbage can.
Dude, they're like literally $4 at a Dollar Tree.
That's so fucking funny. That's nuts. That's such a funny like intro red flag. Like,
okay. That's a very frat thing.
Chewing gum at bedtime.
Like while you're trying to
pulse? He chewed gum when he went to bed. That's so fucking weird. Not that weird.
You brush your teeth. What the fuck do you need to chew gum for?
I think that's the reason he did it, so he didn't have to brush
his
teeth.
That's nasty, then.
I think that's what we're trying to dig deeper here. I dated a... This is a girl talking, right?
Okay.
I dated a guy who wouldn't let me drink regular Gatorade because the sugar made me too hyper and it wasn't a healthy amount of sugar anyway. And would only let me drink the lower calorie G2s.
Okay. The whole like only let me buy, that's weird. There's like, cause I'll recommend like, hey, maybe you should try drinking this so you feel like,
yeah,
you know, like to my girlfriend. Cause she's like,
but not letting someone
all I had was a Red Bull and a Tic Tac for breakfast.
Yes. That's,
but
it's a Gatorade.
Yeah.
Not a Red Bull and a Tic
Tac. Exactly. Gatorade's fine.
He liked the feeling of power. Uh-oh.
Ugh.
When asked what he wanted to do for a career by my mom, he said, I think I want to go into law enforcement. After my mom asked what interested him in that, he said, because I like the feeling of power.
Yeah, that's weird.
And that's the problem with cops.
Yeah.
Well, I should take it. Well,
is that what they said?
No. Because I like feeling the power.
Yeah.
That's fucking weird.
Yeah. But who becomes the ROTC kids? The kids that are scrawny. And like just like non-threatening at all.
Yeah,
it's weird. It's a weird thing to say, to admit to. That's something I would never. What? Oh fuck. What?
Folded all his clothes before sex in a neat little pile and yelled at me if I didn't do the same.
What? That's weird.
I have so many.
That's weird.
I have so many thoughts going through my head.
That's like scary, weird.
That just makes the whole thing like pre-planned and weird. Time out. How do you dive in after that?
Ugh.
Fold your clothes. Like, what the fuck?
That's gross. Ugh. The heebie-jeebies from that one.
Hold on. This is hilarious. Go ahead.
I just feel like there are some good like intimate time only, like sex only red flags.
They're probably like during ones. Or before and after.
During, before and after.
It's all of it.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I'm sure. Yeah, but yeah. No one's gonna share that. That's personal shit. But that'll be hilarious. That's funny. Jeez. Oh my god.
What?
Oh my god. Oh my. On our first date, he came to the movie late and drunk, which shitty, but okay. He started eating peanut M&Ms, but only eat the chocolate and spit out the peanuts.
What is these sunflower seeds?
That's the funniest shit I've ever heard in my life.
What's your favorite M&M?
Probably when I'm gone. Song's a banger though. I'm not.
I like the peanut ones.
I mean, you have to, right?
Yeah.
You like the peanut butter ones? The peanut butter?
M&Ms? They're not bad, but if I'm gonna go those, I'm just gonna go Reese's Pieces.
You like peanut butter and chocolate mixed?
Oh yeah.
I don't like it for the Reese's peanut butter cups. That's it. Everything else, I'm like, I don't know.
There are a lot of weird flavors of M&M's.
There's a big four, right? Like regular, almond, peanut. I mean, no, those three.
It's caramel.
Peanut M&M's were superior. You're right.
I had like espresso M&M's once, and they were not great.
He insisted on paying for dinner on the first date, even though I wanted to split it. And then we dropped me off. when he dropped me off, he kept the box of leftovers because he said he paid for it. He also asked me what my favorite vegetable was, and she said zucchini. And he said, that's wrong.
That's just funny.
Sometimes it's just like racism or like just straight up violence and like no shit, right? Final one.
Okay.
The best one. Well, the worst one. He peed my bed almost every weekend and made me clean it.
What? How?
Got some Amber Heard. Shit on her own bed too. That's disgusting. What? All right, go with yours. So this is just
this is from WikiHow.
Oh, I didn't mean.
So this is just kind of like very to the point ones, but he uses this emoji, and it's the one with like the puppy eyes. If you're a guy and you
that's
use the
pick, that's pick me.
If you use the puppy eye emojis like legit, like without like sarcasm, because I think I used it with you for sarcasm once.
I'm sure.
But, that's weird. He idolizes Tom Brady. That's just kind of funny. I agree, though. That's weird. Tom Brady scares me.
Idolizes? And what? Kissing your kids in the mouth?
He
like scares 15?
Me, dude. That genuinely scares me.
He's a lizard. He's also insanely good.
Oh, dude, this is for me. Whenever I see a dude carrying a gallon of water, I want to drop kick him, dude.
With ice cubes in
it. Oh, my God. I saw these kids at the gym once. They were broccoli-haired kids. And they were wearing like the plaid pajama pants and boyf beaters. They both had a gallon of True Moo chocolate milk,
which is so tasty, but so obnoxious.
But like, get out!
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, that's ugh. What you're mad at me for being dehydrated? Yes, fucking idiot.
I want to do some women. Let's look at some women ones. There got to be some banger women ones. She listens to Machine Gun Kelly. This is a red flag for everybody, I feel like.
Yeah.
She has an Instagram account for her pet. Again, that just goes for anybody, dude. What are you doing?
Ding, 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 ding. Next.
Grody. What about if you walk into a girl's room and she has a tapestry on her wall? Are you walking out? Or is that like... It's a little bit of a red flag. I can't say that because my girlfriend does have one. This is not crazy. Like that.
I'll be like... Hey. Hey now. Good song. But I wouldn't walk out.
I guess that kind of goes in like if you meet for a date and the first thing she asks you is what's your sign? I'm not continuing this date.
Would you leave?
Yeah. I'd be like, I'm gonna go to the bathroom first and okay. Then I'd leave.
That's insane.
It's just weird. I don't care.
I wouldn't ever leave like that. Fuck that, I'm leaving. I wouldn't. Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, what I would do if you said that, or if she said that, what's your sign? I'd be like, really? Yeah. I'm like, you guess. And yeah. She'll guess, and I'd be like, yeah, you're right. And she'd be like, really? I'm like, no, you're wrong.
Do you what know your sign?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Die Hard Swifty, is that a red flag for you?
No.
No?
You know why? Because he's a gajillion fucking followers and fans.
True. It's kind of hard to not find one.
Her stuff's good. Well, so most
she
of it.
She good stuff.
Most of it. No. I mean, how hardcore?
Like, you know, have you seen the video of that woman at the concert and they played whatever song and she was started scream crying like that? Funny ass video, but like, dude, if you scream cry at a concert,
dude,
they didn't save you. I'm sorry.
They act like she's a goddess, though.
I know. That's why I'm
not
like,
even just her. Like any person at a concert screaming, it's like, dude, she's a fucking human being.
Human being.
She's not an alien or a god. Well. Yeah. Alien, maybe. Who knows? Or lizard. But
yeah, something like that.
But like, nah, yeah, you're right. Relax. That would be a no.
Yeah. They only listen to EDM. That's brutal.
Yeah, it's pretty shallow of a fucking personality.
Yeah.
But, okay, yeah.
All right. No, I'm good.
Yeah.